24. The Gap. Everybody has a gap to close. At church on Sunday after the gospel has been read, I often ask myself, if I just live this one gospel reading 100%, how much would my life change? The answer is the same every Sunday. Radically. My life would change radically if I just live one parable or teaching from any of the four gospels 100%. What that tells me is that there is a gap between my life and the gospel. And it's a big gap. It's an obvious gap. It's not even a close call. There is a gaping hole between my life and the life Jesus invites me to live in the gospel. It's good to recognize the gap. Part of the problem, it seems, is that most of us think we're pretty good Christians. But compared to what? If we compare ourselves to what we see in the movies, sure, many of us might almost be considered saints. But is that a true measure of a Christian? I don't think so. Perhaps you look around you and you see a friend who is an alcoholic and a negligent father, another who is addicted to pornography, and another who is involved in an adulterous affair with her next-door neighbor. Maybe compared to them, you're an excellent Christian. But when the young man came to Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus didn't say, "Oh, just be better than the people around you." Luke chapter 18, verse 18. Everyone can find a comparison to make them feel good about themselves. This charade assists us in deceiving ourselves in a thousand ways. This is the sin of comparison. Some people may look at the gap between the life I am currently leading and the gospel and judge me. They may be tempted to think, "He says he is a Christian, but he does this or that." They may be tempted to say, "He's a hypocrite." They would be right. I have no defense. I struggle every day to live the life Jesus invites us to. I am weak and broken. I have biases and prejudices. I am a sinner. But knowing I am a sinner is not the same as self-loathing. So I will not give up. I'll press on, trying to be better and do better. Despite this gap, I still consider myself a disciple of Jesus. Being Christian is not about being perfect. Membership among the followers of Jesus Christ does not require perfection, but it does require us to strive to live as Jesus invites us to live, and that means working diligently to close the gap. I say diligently because being Christian requires proactive intentionality. It doesn't just happen. It requires us to actively seek out God and His will in the situations of daily life, and to work each day to close the gap between the person we are and the person He created us to be. It is striving to be the very best version of ourselves, and it animates us. So how do we work on closing the gap? We do it by getting close to Jesus. Throughout Jesus' life, we witness one person after another clamoring to get close to Him. To the people of His time, it was obvious that He had special powers and that simply being close to Him could be of tremendous benefit. As a result, wherever He was, people crowded around Him. If He was teaching in the synagogue, walking down the road, or eating in someone's home, people went out of their way to get close to Him. One of the most powerful examples of this in the scriptures is the woman who had been suffering for 12 years with an illness who says, "If I can just touch His cloak, I will be made well." Matthew chapter 9, verse 21. When was the last time you went out of your way to get close to Jesus? 2,000 years of Christianity, and yet the wisdom of living out the gospel in any age is unchanged. Get close to Jesus and stay close to Him. If you want to stay warm, it is best to stay close to the fire. If you want to live a Christian life, it is best to stay close to Jesus. There are so many ways to get close to Jesus. Some are simple and can be practiced in the flow of our everyday activity while others require a time and a place set apart from this busy, noisy world. But they all require effort. At the beginning of our time together, I promised you a simple starting point. Over the next four sections, I am going to outline four practical ways to get close to Jesus, stay close to Him, and close the gap. There are 100 ways to rediscover Jesus, but I chose these four because I knew even the busiest person could do them. This is a path for busy people. So allow me to set before you four practical daily ways to rediscover Jesus. Number one, read the four Gospels over and over for 15 minutes each day. Number two, practice the prayer process. This is a simple process designed to help you enter into a daily conversation with Jesus. Number three, deny yourself. Find a handful of small ways to deny yourself each day. Number four, practice spontaneous prayer. Talk to Jesus about the events of your day as they are unfolding. How would you like your life to change? What aspects of your life are you discontent with? At different times, we all want our lives to change. How would you like your life to be different 1 year from now? Our lives change when our habits change. God uses new habits to transform us. These four habits will have a beautiful and radical impact on your life if you allow them to sink their roots deep into your life. So begin now. This is a fresh start. Be bold. Embrace it with the enthusiasm of a child. Resist any temptation to put it off. Close the gap. Begin it now. Point to ponder. Do not be afraid of what God is inviting you to right now. Verse to live. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work in you will bring it to completion. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Question to consider. Why do you resist the happiness that God wants to fill you with? Prayer. Jesus, give me the courage to begin and the courage to continue.